Welcome to this inaugural broadcast of Studying the Scriptures. I'm Dr. Todd Baker, Director of Berit Hadashah Ministries and Pastor of Shalom Shalom Messianic Congregation in Dallas, Texas. In this inaugural broadcast of Studying the Scriptures, I will explain the purpose and vision of this ministry. I will also give you a brief biographical sketch of who I am. These weekly broadcasts will emphasize the prophetic importance of modern-day Israel within the context of end-time events. Studying the Scriptures is also no less devoted to the truthful and practical exposition of Scripture for the spiritual edification and education of every born-again, Bible-believing Christian. In these weekly programs, we will also focus on major issues in Christian apologetics. And that doesn't mean that we will go around and apologize to everyone. Apologetics is the defense and explanation for the divine origin of the Christian faith. Indeed, every Bible-believing Christian is called upon to be an apologist, a defender of the Christian faith, as Peter exhorts us to in 1 Peter 3:15, where he says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with gentleness and respect." Apologetics comes from the Greek word here for defense. In 1 Peter 3:15, the word is apologia, and the word was often used of the argument for the defense in a court of law. Well, let me briefly share with you my background. 24 years ago, I was a bellicose, drug-abusing atheist who had a passionate hatred for the Christian God and Christians and anyone else who claimed to believe in God for that matter. I became an atheist through a series of unfortunate events, and through suffering them, I convinced myself out of emotional hurt and pain that God did not exist. I regularly studied the works of atheist German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche and other philosophers and authors of atheism and blasphemy who could feed and justify the hate in my soul I had for God. Well, things got worse and worse in my life till finally I was so low I was lower than a whale's belly. And in this hopelessness and darkness, out of acute desperation, I cried to God and I said, "If you're there, I need to know." Well, the Lord answered, and He answered by appearing in the form of His Shekinah glory. Shekinah is the Hebrew word for the visible, radiant glory of God. The piercing light of His glory filled my room one late night in April of 1984. And this light identified Himself within the very depths of my soul as Jesus Christ, the one that I had blasphemed and persecuted. I was brought out of the pit and radically changed that night. The overwhelming love, power, and forgiveness of Jesus delivered me from bondage. But not just for the sake of the salvation of my soul did the Lord Jesus do this. He did it because He commissioned me in ministry to His people, the chosen people, the Jewish people. I soon learned that Messiah was preparing me from the very pages of Scripture to proclaim to the people of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob the return of the one whom they have pierced, Zechariah 12:10. There have been many years of preparation for this ministry, and time does not allow me, of course, to go through all that, but I believe that this program, this weekly radio program, studying the Scriptures, is a part of the realization of this ministry to the people of God. For almost 10 years now, I have been traveling to Israel to bring the message of Messiah back to the chosen people. We are humbled and we are in awe, amazed at what God is doing one-on-one with those whom His heart desires. We are convinced through the Word of God that this is an end-time ministry preparing the way for the Lord's return. What is the vision? What is our vision here at Berit Hadashah Ministries? Well, Berit Hadashah Ministries is a non-denominational evangelistic and teaching outreach devoted to proclaiming the gospel to the Jewish people first and then the Gentile in accordance with Romans 1:16. And we do this with particular focus on gospel outreaches to Israel. In this holy enterprise, Berit Hadashah Ministries works in close union with other messianic-minded ministries and congregations. We work in close collaboration with Zoe Levant Ministries and Shalom Shalom Messianic Congregation to help facilitate the Great Commission to the Jewish people of Israel. Our ministry therefore seeks to explain the Jewish nature of the Christian faith to Gentile and Jewish believers and explore the integral relationship between Israel and the church. Really, we are a twofold ministry where we seek to educate the Gentile church about the Jewish roots of their Christian faith and to introduce the Jewish people to Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. And now I want to explain to you what we believe as a ministry here at Studying the Scriptures. What one believes determines how he thinks, and how a person thinks largely determines how he acts. How he acts determines how he will live. So what you believe in is important to God. What you believe in about Jesus Christ will determine your eternal destiny. And what we believe as a ministry and as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ is critically important. The Word of God says that we are to test worldviews, ideas, schools of thought, religions by the Scripture. Isaiah 8:20 says, to the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, there is no light in them. Jesus said He was the truth. All who accept the truth hear My voice, He said to Pontius Pilate. And so, there is truthful doctrines about the Lord Jesus Christ and the faith which He established. We call them the historic essentials of the Christian faith. They embody and define Christian orthodoxy, biblical orthodoxy. Paul exhorts Timothy throughout his epistles to him, abide in sound doctrine. And so we here at Berit Hadashah Ministries have drafted a doctrinal statement so that you will know what we believe in. And I am confident that what you will find that we believe agrees and reflects the orthodox teachings of Scripture. And there are 10 basic things that we believe in as a ministry unto the Lord. What are they? Well, we affirm and believe the historic essentials of the Christian faith consisting of the following. Number one, we believe in the divine inspiration and authority of Scripture. That is, that God communicated His thoughts, His plan, His will to man through the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. And these human authors were carried along, superintended by the Holy Spirit, to record the Word of God without error. We believe the Bible is not only divinely inspired, that it is also inerrant without error. Secondly, we believe in the existence of one eternal God revealed through three co-eternal, co-equal, co-existent persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We do not believe in three gods. We believe in one God revealed through three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is called the Trinity. And although the Trinity is not found in the Bible, the concept clearly is. Third, we believe in the creation of the human race made in the image of God. And that image, obviously, is one of a spiritual, immaterial nature, not physical. We believe that every man, woman, and child has been created in the image of God and therefore is of infinite value to the Creator. Fourth, we believe in the fall of mankind. Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden. He was our federal head. And he acted for us. And in him, we have all sinned. We believe that mankind is a fallen creature, resulting in total depravity and a sinful state. Romans 3 and Romans 5. Fifth, we hold to the deity and sinless humanity of Jesus the Messiah. We believe the Scripture teaches His pre-existence as God before He became man, and His incarnation, that He is God revealed through human flesh. We believe the Savior was born of a virgin, and therefore does not have a sinful nature. We believe in Messiah's atoning death for the sin and salvation of man, His physical resurrection from the dead, and ascension to sit at the right hand of God the Father in heaven, where He currently intercedes for the church as our great high priest. Sixth, we believe in salvation by the grace of God alone, received through faith in Christ, apart and separate from human work or merit. Salvation is a free gift that you cannot earn, barter, or purchase. It's free, freely given to those who place their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Seventh, we believe in the local and universal church as the body of Christ on earth, with Him as the sole head. Christ established His church to, among other things, proclaim the gospel and fulfill the great commission as indwelt and empowered by the Holy Spirit. We believe that water baptism and the Lord's Supper are the two ordinances prescribed by Christ for the church. We believe that the end of the church age will conclude at the rapture of the church prior to the beginning of the Great Tribulation. We believe the Scriptures do indeed teach the rapture will occur before the tribulation. 2 Thessalonians 2, 5 through 8. Revelation 3, 10 and 11, among other scripture passages that support that view. We believe the church is distinct and separate from Israel. The church does not subsume Israel and thereby replace Israel, the Jewish people, but rather the church is a distinct body from Israel. The church is God's, Christ's heavenly elect, and Israel is the Lord's earthly elect. Eighth, we believe the second coming of Jesus, the Messiah, to earth will be literal, physical, and personal. His return will be premillennial in nature, meaning that Jesus will return to establish a literal thousand-year kingdom on earth from Jerusalem over the whole world. Ninth, we believe in the resurrection of the dead and the consignment of the unbeliever in the lake of fire and the receiving of the righteous with God and Christ in heaven forever. We also believe the Scripture teaches the intermediate state of the soul. That means that when a person dies, his soul lives on and goes to one of two places, heaven or hell to await the first or second resurrection. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5, 8, to be absent from the body is to be present from the Lord. Jesus also taught that when a person dies, he will either go to heaven or hell. And of course, that depends upon whether that person placed their trust in Christ for salvation. Luke 16, 19 through 31. Finally, number 10, we believe in the eternal security of genuine born-again believers by the Holy Spirit through faith in Jesus Christ. They are sealed for time and eternity. Those who are genuinely born again are preserved, protected, and kept by the power of God from permanently falling away and thereby losing their salvation. And so these are the essential doctrines or creeds from Scripture that we hold to. And if you would like a full listing of these beliefs with the Scripture passages backing them up, so to speak, you can go to our website at www.searchthescripturesonline.org and look at our doctrinal statement. I think that is important because you need to know that we are a doctrinally sound ministry, especially in a day when there's so much deception, error, and heresy in the church. Now, what is Berit Hadashah Ministries? Well, the phrase Berit Hadashah itself is a Hebrew compound of two words, Berit, covenant, Hadashah, new. Hence, it means the new covenant, as found in Jeremiah 31:31. There God says, behold, I will make a Berit Hadashah, a new covenant with the house of Israel. This phrase can also be translated to mean the New Testament. In fact, Jews today call the New Testament scriptures by the name Berit Hadashah in Hebrew. So when I go to Israel and we talk about Yeshua's life in the New Testament, they will say, oh, you mean the Berit Hadashah. And so by that they mean the New Covenant or the New Testament. The passage in Jeremiah 31:31, you will note, directly applies to the house of Israel. That is, the Jewish people. So we see here that the New Testament and the blessings of salvation that come with it were originally designated for the Jewish people by the Lord. And they've never been taken away, revoked, or expired. Their national unbelief towards Jesus the Messiah notwithstanding. Romans 11 teaches us that. The New Covenant is one of four major covenants revealed in Scripture that God made with Israel that binds Him to them as His people forever. The Messiah Jesus came to Israel to personally ratify this covenant by His atoning death. We read this in Matthew 26:28, where the Lord is celebrating Passover with His disciples before He is to die on the cross the next day. And in Passover, you have four different cups of wine that are drunk throughout its celebration. The third cup is called the cup of redemption. And it was this cup the Lord Jesus took as the Redeemer and ratifier of the new covenant. He took that cup and He said, drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the Berit Hadashah, the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. So you see here Jesus' statement of the new covenant was hearkening back to the promise God made in Jeremiah 31:31 that He would give the Jewish people, the house of Israel, a new covenant. And you see then that the New Testament, the new covenant, was not Gentile in origin, beloved. It is Jewish through and through. In fact, Jesus told the Gentile Samaritan woman in John 4, I believe verse 24, salvation is of the Jews. And what is the new covenant about? It's about salvation in Israel's Messiah. The New Testament scriptures were written, among other reasons, to record the fulfillment of the new covenant God promised to Israel. The New Testament is therefore a Jewish book written by Jewish followers of Jesus about a very Jewish covenant prophesied in the Hebrew scriptures, the Tanakh. The Tanakh is the Hebrew term for what Christians call the Old Testament. It is the Jewish Bible from Genesis to Malachi. The gospel involves the historical events of Messiah ratifying the new covenant. It details his life, ministry, death, and resurrection. That makes possible the salvation of Israel first and the whole world following. Salvation from sin given to Jew and Gentile. Berit Hadashah Ministries is dedicated to proclaiming the Jewish message of salvation to the very ones it came from and was first introduced for, the Jewish people. Beloved, as the church age is drawing to a close and the Jews have returned to their ancient homeland of Israel in fulfillment of Bible prophecy, I believe God is shifting the eyes of the world to focus on Israel again as He prepares them and the Gentile nations for the return of Yeshua HaMashiach to His earthly throne to rule over the world for 1,000 years from the Promised Land. The signs foretold to occur before the return of the Messiah are really happening everywhere. And of course, the main sign, the super sign, is the restoration of the Jews to Israel, which we will teach about in future broadcasts. Our responsibility at Berit Hadashah Ministries, like John the Baptist did for Israel when Jesus came to that nation the first time, is to prepare Jewish hearts to receive the gospel now and be ready for the King's return. That work begun in Israel almost 10 years ago. And by God's grace and supernatural enablement, this work shall continue until His return. And Romans 1:16 says that the church is, like Paul and Jesus did before us, the church is to take the gospel to the Jew first. And you can help us do that, beloved. Not everyone can go to Israel. Not everyone can afford to go. But certainly you can send us, who go back to His own ethnic brothers and sisters, to reacquaint them with this wonderful Savior. You can send us. We go not only for Yeshua, but for the body of believers who support and finance us to go. And so I would ask that you would think about doing that. Because after all, Romans 15:27 says that the Gentile church is indebted to the Jewish people. And so you and I have a debt. We have a debt that we must pay to the Jewish people. Why? Why are we indebted to them? Well, because, as Paul says there in Romans 15:27, they have given us spiritual riches. And those riches principally are the Bible that you and I read, written by Jews from Genesis to Revelation, and the Messiah, whom God sent through the Jewish people. Jesus is Jewish. He was a born and bred Israeli Jew, a Torah observant Jew, who came not to destroy the law and the prophets, but to fulfill. And so we are committed to taking this gospel back to the Jewish people. And you can help us. You can contact us, and the announcer at the end of the program will tell you how you can contact us. But, Lord willing, we will be here every week on this program studying the Scriptures. I want to thank you today for listening to this broadcast. You can access us on the web at www.searchthescripturesonline.org. We also have a free bi-monthly newsletter called Search the Scriptures that you can write into, or you can sign in on the website to receive it every other month. It is free. We don't charge for that. And if you're interested in Jewish evangelism, I've written a book called Messengers of Messiah, among other books. And it gives a detailed account of our witnessing encounters in Israel. And I can tell you the Jewish people are open. They are very open to listening about the greatest Jew who ever lived and is alive today. And we come to them in humbleness and in profound gratefulness for what they've given us. The Jewish people have given us our faith, our Messiah, and we simply want to return knowledge of that back to them out of profound gratefulness, as I've said, and love for them. That is what motivates us, and nothing else. Well, I see my time is up. We will see you next week on Studying the Scriptures. And Shalom Aleichem Yeshua HaMashiach. May the peace of Jesus the Messiah be with you. Amen.